is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're good. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're well. I hope you're great. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. It's my job to help get you over the hump, and that is exactly what I will do here over the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Today is a big day. Tonight is a big night in the NBA. Luka Doncic makes his return to Dallas. Los Angeles Lakers will be in the Big D to take on the Mavericks. And let's just say Luka has had an interesting 24 hours. Got tossed out of a game last night. Did the NBA say sorry? Did they apologize? We'll get into that in a second. Hey, next hour, speaking of NBA, the New Orleans Pelicans, they don't play a game tonight. And so we should have their skills development coach, two-time Florida Gator, two-time champion with the Florida Gators, I should say, Corey Brewer, is expected to come by and join us. And of course, it is Wednesday. I'm going to share with you a new top six list. Mike Malone got the boot last night from the Denver Nuggets, or he got the boot in the middle of the day. We talked about it last night. And today, 2 hours from now, I'm going to give you a new top six, as I do every single Wednesday, of coaches across sports who should have never been fired. We're basically going to talk about dumb owners and some of the ridiculous decisions that they've made. We're getting closer and closer to the NFL draft. Those teams have to make their decisions on their future. Apparently, Shedeur Sanders, is he going to continue to fall? Geno Smith has some thoughts on what he and the Raiders will do now that he's back with Pete Carroll. And, of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is April 9th. Been April 9th all day. And so we got a lot to get into. We'll take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM and channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Before we get into Luka Doncic and just the wrath and fury that he's going to lay down on the Dallas Mavericks, before we take a look at how his night ended yesterday, Hickey, how are you, man? You doing good on this Wednesday?
Doing good. Ready and excited that the day is finally here. We see the return. We see how Luka embraces the crowd. I think more importantly, we see how the crowd both embraces him and their current GM. I'm excited for tonight.
Yeah. I think they're going to love him. They're going to love him. Now, this is the interesting part about Luka being back in Dallas tonight. They're expected to play some video tribute to Luka Doncic. And this part is just like, I guess you have to do it or maybe you don't. Like, they're giving away T-shirts about how, you know, T-shirts basically say thank you in Slovenian or something like that. And everybody gets a free T-shirt. And I understand that. To me, it just feels like a massive slap in the face to the fans down in Dallas. It's like, hey, yeah, we traded away one of the transcendent stars that the NBA has seen over the past 25 years. We've sent him out to Los Angeles. And now he's coming back to visit, and we're going to thank him. And we're going to thank him for being here, even though we didn't want him, even though the fans didn't want him to leave. But I guess from the Dallas Mavericks perspective, this is just the classy thing to do, I guess. I want to see, are the fans going to eventually cheer the Mavericks? Are they going to cheer both Luka and the Mavs? This is the interesting thing. I mean, if it comes down to crunch time and Luka has the ball, are they going to cheer him if he's taking the shot? Bottom line is, I don't think he's going to get booed. Like, and I mean at the end of the game, at the beginning, hell no, they are not booing this man. They're going to love him. Hickey, wouldn't it be hilarious if they started booing the Mavs? Wouldn't that be funny?
I think it's likely. Like you said, I think if Luka hits a shot to win the game, I think those boos will be directed towards the team more so for letting him go than booing Luka because he made the shot to beat him.
Yeah, but it's going to be interesting because there is nobody on the Mavericks that you're going to boo. You know, you only boo the team if they're not performing. Luka is going to get cheered from the minute he's announced, and they play the video package. And, you know, typically what happens is you get a former player comes back to a city, you know, gets some baskets early on. They're like, yeah, and then he starts torching your favorite team, and then they start to boo him. I don't expect that to be the case with Luka. They love him. They're mad at the organization that they let him go. And forget letting him go. They traded him for nothing. And no, my apologies to Anthony Davis. What they traded him for made no sense. And so Luka will be back in Dallas tonight. We'll keep you up to date. That game is scheduled to get started in about 90 minutes from now. And Luka, and we'll get to this, I mean, the NBA actually said sorry for something. I will explain in a minute. Luka was asked about returning to Dallas, and he said, of course, I'm going to feel this one in my heart. It's very emotional.
Of course, it's going to be a lot of emotion for me. Like, I don't really know what to expect. I don't know how I'm going to feel, honestly. You know, I'm looking forward to being back in Dallas, obviously, you know, with the fans, seeing my teammates, ex-teammates. It's going to be very emotional for me, for sure.
Listen, man, the Lakers have a record of 48-31. They're currently the third seed in the Western Conference. Luka, since joining the Los Angeles Lakers, the trade took place on February 1st. He had to wait some time before he made his debut. He has averaged 27 points, 8 rebounds, and 7.5 assists. Yeah, it's normal Luka numbers. I mean, what are we going to say? The scoring is down. He doesn't need to do as much because he's playing next to LeBron James. This guy's lighting it up. He's going to the postseason. I mean, we have no idea what to expect when they get there. I mean, I assume they don't want to run into the Oklahoma City Thunder, which they did last night. A matter of fact, there was even thoughts as to whether or not Luka would play, whether LeBron would play, and Austin Reeves would play. Austin Reeves should be a Dallas Maverick. He's not. Thank you, Nico Harrison. And all three of these guys did play. It was a competitive game all the way through the fourth quarter. Until Luka, who already had one technical foul on the ledger, yelled at a fan and received another technical foul. What? Not for yelling at the fan, but because the referee thought that Luka was cursing at him. That's two technical fouls. That is an automatic ejection. Los Angeles Lakers, they went to hell after Luka Doncic got the boot. And the Lakers lost last night to OKC, 136-120. Everybody kind of said, well, what the hell did he get a technical for? Like, he wasn't saying anything to the ref. He wasn't saying anything to the official. Why's the official got rabbit ears? You know, fans and players yell at each other all the time, right? And sometimes if it goes overboard, the players or the referees will just throw the fan out. That wasn't the case. This referee thought that he was getting the business and he was not going to tolerate it. Listen to Luka explain what happened.
You can see it that happened. But, you know, I never got a fan ejected, never. But if he's going to talk, I'm going to talk back like always. So that had nothing to do with the ref. So I didn't really understand.
Now, let's also understand, Luka has to be the biggest whiner, complainer, crybaby, diaper wearer, milk sucker. Hickey, what else describes a child? I don't know. Whiner?
I think you hit him. I was just trying to think of, I think you hit him all. You had like five or six good ones there. Diaper wearer cracked me up.
Yeah, diaper wearer. This guy was whining in the playoffs last year, whining in the NBA finals. It's like yelling at Jason Kidd, hey, review the play. Man, go play some defense. Maybe the hookah was catching up to him. Too much hookah in his lungs, man. I don't know. This man complains and complains and complains. And so I can't knock a referee who looks at Luka and just, man, shut up. Technical foul. I can't knock a ref who looks at him again and goes, man, just shut up. Technical foul. But last night the ref was wrong. He's chatting it up. You know, I mean, Jared Vanderbilt, and the referee's name, if you should care, his name is JT Orr. I don't know any referee's names nowadays. All the funny ones, the famous ones are all gone. I don't know who the heck this guy is. But Jared Vanderbilt, teammate of Luka Doncic, he believes that the ref has like a beef with Luka. I mean, even the ref, apparently to Vanderbilt, he said the ref told him he don't want to talk to Luka.
He felt I got fouled, which I did get fouled on. You know, I got slapped across the head. He was just telling the ref that that's what happened. And, you know, ref was just like, you know, I don't want to talk to anybody. I can talk to anybody but he, Luka, obviously. So, you know, it seemed a little personal at that point. But, yeah, he was just advocating for me, said I got fouled. And then, you know, ref. He said he, or he wasn't trying to talk to, he would talk to anybody on the team but Luka. So I don't know what that was about, but yeah.
Oh, I will talk to anybody on the team but Luka. Yeah, man. Reputation precedes you much, huh? Ouch. Man, and that's coming from Jared Vanderbilt, okay? Hey, I got to, every now and then, I'm shocked when he's playing basketball. I got to go, oh, he's healthy. There he is. And most people, I'd say, they don't even know who Jared Vanderbilt is. People know LeBron James. LeBron James was on a basketball court last night when Luka Doncic was ejected. LeBron James, he's the king, right? Isn't that what he is? He's the king, King James. I can roll through all of his accolades, but I don't feel like it. You know who he is. Everybody knows who he is. He ain't Vanderbilt. And so LeBron James was asked about Luka getting the boot after the game last night. Even LeBron James was just like, the hell is wrong with this ref?
I don't know why the ref was taking it personal. He had already gave Luka one, and Luka knew that. And Luka was going back and forth at that time with a fan that was sitting courtside like Luka does when fans get the talk out of their mind, whatever the case may be. And Luka was going back and forth, and the ref took it upon himself to think it was, you know, versus him or whatever the case may be. But then another tee on Vando after a block shot. And the game was just weird as hell after that moment.
Oh, things can get real weird when you lose. And lose is exactly what they did. They'll take on the Dallas Mavericks tonight, Luka back home. And also, by the way, the NBA apologized. The referee right after the game, not JT Orr, but the crew chief. Like, typically what happens is, if somebody has a question for the refs, they send one guy from the media. They designate one person, a pool reporter. That guy goes and talks to the crew chief. It doesn't have to be the referee involved in said incident. The referee said Luka directed profanity towards the official, which isn't what happened. There's video. He's yelling at this fan. The fan actually admitted that him and Luka were yelling at each other. And so what did the NBA tweet out almost exactly an hour ago? It's very simple. The NBA made it very clear. We messed up. NBA official. Luka's technical foul at 7:40 of the fourth quarter last night against OKC has been rescinded upon league office review. That's it. There's no press conference for it. There's no big hubbub. There's no the referee's getting punished. This will be this will go against him, though, unfortunately for him. But the NBA said, my bad. The NBA said, we screwed up. We messed up. And it happens. Referees are official. Well, they are official, but they're human beings. Hickey, they're officially human beings?
They are officially Homo sapiens.
Yeah, Homo sapiens. Okay. And good for them. They're not dragging, well, Homo sapiens drag knuckles, or that's somebody else?
No, those are the cavemen. Homo sapien, I think, is just the overall term for human being, I'm pretty sure.
Caveman doesn't fall under Homo sapien?
No, I think it does. But so do we in this current generation also fall under Homo sapien.
So at what point, how far back we got to go before Homo sapien?
I don't know.
Isn't it like
a dinosaur?
And I don't want to start saying wrong things on the air, but isn't dinosaurs?
Well, you said, no. Like, you know, the time before Homo sapiens, a.k.a. us, were on this earth, right?
Yeah, but there's other names. It's like, here we go. What do we got here?
Like the Jurassic Age?
No, here we go. I know there was more. There's some of these furry fellows, okay? We're going to learn some. Yeah, I knew this was it. I needed to confirm before I said it on the air. You ready for this, Hickey?
Ready.
All right. I don't even know what this is. This man looks more like a monkey. He is an Australopithecus. Afarensis. Okay, I know this one I think I could do. I don't know how it. Homo habilis? There we go. This one I knew. This is what I was getting ready to say. Homo erectus, okay? There is Homo Neanderthal. That's what it is before us.
Right, well.
Knuckle dragger.
But isn't, so that Neanderthals don't fall under the Homo sapien umbrella?
Let me go again.
Interesting.
Australopithecus.
Who are those fellas and ladies?
He looks like an ape to me.
Okay. Is that like the early transformation?
He's standing up, but he's hairy. He's a hairy dude. Okay. Homo habilis is shorter and less hairy.
Okay.
Homo erectus, erect. He's very tall. He's straight up and down. There we go.
That's why. Okay, that name makes more sense now.
Yeah. And then we have Homo Neanderthalensis.
Ooh.
He looks like he has a crew cut. Okay. He got a nice little haircut here. And then there's Homo sapiens. This guy looks like the Undertaker. Okay. Yeah.
My apologies. Wow.
Long flowing black hair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole country's learning stuff. Now, the referees are Homo sapiens, not Neanderthals. Good for them. And the NBA, they don't care what they are. The NBA apologized. And so 24 hours, a wild 24 hours for Luka. At least he got some of the fourth quarter off. He gets a chance to relax. He maybe kicked his feet up. I was going to say maybe he had a smoke, but for Luka Doncic, that's not a good idea. That's pretty much one of the reasons why he got traded to the Lakers. And Hickey, maybe this was in his grand scheme the whole time. I don't know. Maybe if I smoke hookah and eat, I don't know, Doritos, maybe he'll get sick of me and trade me. It worked out for Luka. I think this is better than being in Dallas.
I mean, I can't disagree. His likelihood of winning a championship is probably higher now with the Lakers going forward, you would think, than Dallas.
Yeah, less work. I get to play with LeBron and every other future superstar that wants to be in L.A. Not bad. Luka was asked if tonight will bring some closure to the situation. Going back to the arena that he called home, seeing the familiar faces, is this a chapter closed? Do you feel better about this, Luka?
Honestly, I don't know about closure. It's obviously a lot. But, you know, like I said, I'm excited to be back here. I know the fans going to appreciate me being back here. So, honestly, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel. But I'm just excited to be back.
Man, he's going to feel happy at the beginning. And once they tip off, that man is going to eviscerate that squad. Hickey, is he going for the shots early or is he going to let the game come to him?
I think he's going for the shots early.
Yeah. You got to go out there and get it. You have to. Killer mode activated. And I don't know. He's going to light them up. Luka being very docile, very quiet, very humble, very smooth, very even. He's almost childlike. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how I feel. I don't know how this, you know, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. That man turns into a killer on the basketball court. Hickey, I don't know. Well, he's a part of Jordan brand. Now watch this get stolen somehow, some way. If I was going to market Luka, Hickey, I'd do Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. That's it.
Ooh.
I would do a whole commercial about, you know, we see him talking and he's all quiet. We see him a lot of times. He's so relaxed. And we saw how much of a killer he could be, even last year in the playoffs, yelling and cursing at Rudy Gobert. That's very different than what we just heard. We saw this man losing his mind last year as he tried to fight back against the Boston Celtics, but didn't have enough help. Last night, he's yelling and cursing at a fan. But then you ask him after the game, hey, how do you feel? And I don't know. I feel okay. Hickey, that'd be a damn good commercial. That's what they need to do.
Have him, like, help an old lady cross the street as he goes into the arena. Oh, look, him so nice, so caring. Then, boom.
Yeah, jump.
Switch flipped.
Jump cut, yelling profanity at Rudy Gobert. Yes, we need that.
And Slovenian.
Yeah, Slovenian. They need all of it. It's going to be a good game tonight. Got about an hour and 20 minutes until they tip off. As Luka Doncic returns to Dallas for the first time, this is being traded to the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll keep you up to date on that game. And a matter of fact, what does the King have to say about this? Hey, LeBron, how the hell are you going to help out Luka tonight? What are you going to do? You going to tell him to calm down? How are you going to make this better for him?
Oh, whatever he needs. I think winning will be the best solution.
Look at LeBron James. What a genius. That's why they made a Ken doll after this man. Such a genius. That's the king, I guess. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, just winning fixes everything. Like I said, it's a great deodorant for a losing situation. The Dallas Mavericks says there ain't no deodorant for them losers. They're going to stink for a long time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we take a break, we'll come back. I want to tell you about somebody. I think his reputation needs deodorant. I'm going to tell you about Ja Morant, Zion Williamson in the news again, not good things. Next hour, Corey Brewer, former two-time champion, NCAA basketball champion, Florida Gator. He should be giving us a holler next hour. And then, of course, talk some NFL football, NFL draft, and I'll give you a top six list. It's real fun, real simple, of coaches across sports who should have never, ever been fired. Me? I'll be back on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What do you think Luka Doncic is going to do tonight against the Dallas Mavericks? Hickey, over under, 30, over under. What you thinking here?
I am torn. I'm going to say, I think over.
Over 30?
Yeah, I think over. He's going to be shooting a lot. He's going to try to want to score 50. I think the emotions will maybe have him misjudge a few shots, but I think he goes over. How about you?
I'm wavering because, well, it may be a blowout, right? And if it's a blowout, that's the part that sucks. He might be close and they just sit him down and he didn't play last. I think they're just going to let him loose. So I'm going to go over 30 tonight for Luka Doncic. Apparently, there's also somebody has those flatbeds where you can put signage on it via screen or whatever. Somebody is rolling around town with a Fire Nico sign through downtown Dallas. So a little too late. I don't know if firing him is going to make a difference. I think the damage has already been done. But the fans in Dallas have already started to remind everybody. You know, Hickey, if they were going to have that funeral, they should have did it today. That little fake mock funeral, they should have did it today.
You can bring it back.
Yeah, they should. I hope the fans make a spectacle out of this because it's just not fair. And speaking of spectacles, you alerted me to this as well in the break. Oh, my God. Hickey. There are people that I've never met in my life that, well, I mean, do you have to meet somebody to not like them?
No, because I think their actions can speak louder than anything else in terms of a one-on-one interaction. So, no, you don't think you have to meet someone to not like them.
Okay. All right. I don't like Tyreek Hill. I've never met him. I got no desire to meet him. I don't want to talk to him. I would never have him on this show. I would want nothing to do with this guy. Nothing. Okay? We have learned here that Tyreek Hill, his wife, has filed for divorce. Good for him. Well, not good for him, but that's his business, all right? What happens between them is fine. But when it comes to matters of allegedly just being a jerk or an ass, for lack of a better term, like it just rubs me the wrong way as a human being. It has nothing to do with being a sports talk show host or anything like this. It just, I hate it. I mean, a lot of what happens with Tyreek Hill and a lot of professional athletes, there's so much focus on the business. Hey, go out there, play, make money, make millions of dollars. You're making bettors money and gamblers money. People don't think about the timeline. People don't think about the what happened, what took place on Sunday. People don't. You know, people put a lot of stuff to the back burner. Come on, Deshaun Watson was out there trying to play for the Cleveland Browns. And before he even played a game, before he even picked up a football, there were Browns fans that were giving this dude a pass because he might be the guy to turn the team around. The ownership group gave him a pass. We know money makes the world go round. There's no bigger example of this than sports. I mean, how many people would look at a resume like Deshaun Watson's at your job and would look him up and just go, do we want this guy here in the office? The answer is probably no. when you got billions and billions of dollars at stake, hey, the stakes are raised. Hey, we'll take the risk. We'll take the chance. But apparently Tyreek Hill's wife, who happens to be the sister of Kenny Vaccaro, she had an issue with apparently Tyreek Hill spending time with his daughter. And apparently Tyreek Hill, you know, destroyed through a computer on the floor and paraded the daughter around the house, kind of spending time with her. It's all via the report now. I wasn't there. I'll just tell you what's in the report. And so now she has filed from a divorce because this grown man apparently acted like a child. And if you go by some of his behavior on social media, if you listen to some of the things that he says and some of the things that he does, he may be, he got to be, what, 31 right now, probably?
Yeah, right in that range, maybe 32. Yep.
He's right. He just turned 31 last month, so he just acts like a big old kid. And unfortunately, it's been a whole lot worse than him acting like a kid. You know, there was the domestic assault issue in college when he was in community college. There's a reason why Tyreek Hill wasn't, you know, a number one wide receiver taken. There's a reason why he had to bounce around in schools and colleges. It's just child abuse investigation a few years ago. There was a fire issue at the house, unfortunately, a couple years ago. I can't keep up, man. This stuff is just nasty. It's sickening. This is one of the worst things about the gig is having to at least know and measure. Okay, do I want to talk about this? If you can out there, just do better, man. Do better. And Tyreek Hill, man, I'm pretty sure he'll be on Twitter or X in about 30 minutes, huh? Him and he'll be like, yeah, we're back together. I don't know.
Just that or another peace sign saying I'm out of here.
Oh, it's one of the two. Yeah, he wanted a trade from the Dolphins, and then he didn't want a trade from the Dolphins, and then he's passionate. And last week, his head coach is having to answer silly questions about the guy. It's just some people just never grow up. We all know somebody like that. Maybe you know a few people like that. It doesn't matter if they're in your neighborhood, they're in your family, they're playing the NFL. These guys are human beings. They just got a lot of money and a lot of attention on them. I mean, there's a new knucklehead born every day. Hopefully they don't turn into a knucklehead. Let me correct myself. A new future knucklehead born every day. What a world. I hope things work out for this guy. You know, I hope things work out for everybody. Him and his family. It's a terrible thing. And speaking of knuckleheads, oh my goodness. Hickey, Ja Morant hit a three-pointer and then he threw a grenade into the crowd. Was that the new celebration?
That is the new celebration. I will give him credit. I mean, creativity's there.
So should he be playing basketball or should he be like a marketing specialist?
Seems like his talents are great at both.
Is he playing Call of Duty? Is that what he is, a Call of Duty expert?
What are we doing? Is he trying to show people that he's tough?
I don't know.
Are we back on that train again?
You know, if he really wanted to take it to another level, what he could have did last night is after he knocked down the three, Ja Morant could have thrown the grenade. You know, no, remember that manager at the minor league level maybe 15, 20 years ago? He was pissed off. He was thrown out of a game. And he was doing that military crawl, and he picked up the rosin, and he threw it like a grenade. Remember that?
Towards the home plate umpire. Oh, yeah. Yes. Legendary.
Not that Ja Morant has enough time to do that and get back on defense. But can you imagine? I looked at the video. It was too far. Did he like pull a pin out of the grenade before he threw it? Or did he just throw the grenade or what?
Yeah, it looked like he pulled the pin with his mouth, put it in there, pulled it out, threw it, and then also had time to cover his ears as well, you know, for the loud detonation. Make sure your ears are protected. He had plenty of time to do all of that and more.
This guy's just poking and prodding at the NBA. He was fined $75,000 last week for his second infraction of being a jerk. The NBA's like, hey, man, take it easy with the guns. And then he immediately went and did it again. And then he got smacked with a 75K fine. Like, he's just that kid that you tell, don't touch it, don't touch it. And he's looking at you while he's getting ready to touch it, and he touches it anyway. I don't know. I don't think there's anything the NBA could do. Like, what are they going to do? Say, now you're going to get fined $100K for doing that. We didn't warn you about that one, and it wasn't a gun. It was a grenade. We're just going to slap you with a 100. There's nothing they could do.
I mean, if you're fining him for gun gestures, don't you have to at least fine him for a grenade gesture?
What do you, you warn him, right? You warn him first?
But, like, at this point, because I've seen the argument on social media of all, like, you know, a lot of people do the gun motions. Why is he getting singled out? He's had a little history multiple times of having guns in places that he shouldn't. He's had how many warnings from Adam Silver? How many sit downs with Adam Silver saying, hey, don't do this, don't do this? I mean, at what point? I don't know. I truly don't know what the NBA can do. You're not going to suspend him over it. And even if you do, he clearly does not care, has not learned. What was it, a 25 game suspension?
Yeah, he got hit. It was 8 games and then 25 games. Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Lost almost, I think, I don't know, between 50 and 70, 80 mil.
I mean, you throw your hands up and I guess pray that it doesn't actually translate what he's doing on the court to something happening off the court. I don't know.
Somebody has to call him. Somebody has to call him and just say, knock it off. Right? Right? Not like,
His dad?
I don't know. Yelling at Shannon Sharp?
Like, yeah, like we see him. He's there at every game courtside.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your son is not throwing his career away, per se, but he's putting it in jeopardy.
His son is a grown man. And, well, let's think about it this way. The son is also the access to the money. Come on now.
Yeah, and if you're the dad and you want continued access to the money, you better tell your son to knock it off.
I don't know about that. End up like Baker Mayfield. he's suing his dad for the money, right? I don't know.
All of a sudden, T. Moran's like in the last row of the stands.
Well, listen, Hickey, maybe he doesn't even go to the game anymore.
Maybe
no
not. Completely
what
cut
a
off.
World. Hickey, we're going to take a break, okay? I challenge you as well, Hickey. I'm going to do it on my end. I'm going to find some positive news from the world of sports today, okay?
Okay.
Because Tyreek Hill and Ja Morant are just, and then also, I'll just mention this just very briefly. Me and you talked about Zion last night. Zion Williamson back in the news. Did you see that story?
Yes, about his, was it an ex-lover?
Son's, I don't know. Some woman beat up another woman in his house. Oh, my God.
Yeah, ripped her nails off.
And beat up, I don't know. Hickey, I got a salad in front of me. I don't need this salad. I need a cigarette, okay? Even thinking about, I need a cigar and a glass of Jack. This is just, I'm going to find a good story. You down for that challenge, Hickey? You down for that?
Down for it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Hickey is going to try to find a good story in sports. I'm going to try to find a good story. And we'll give you the update on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go through a few things. The NBA said sorry. Well, not really. They took away Luka Doncic's technical from last night. Ja Morant, instead of using guns to celebrate, he's using grenades. Tyreek Hill, him and his wife are now, she has filed for divorce after a domestic incident at the home yesterday. Zion Williamson, he had two women fighting at his house yesterday. And I'm looking for some good news in the world of sports. I'm looking. Hickey, I tried. I tried to find something positive. I think I found something. And here's the thing. I started looking up good news in sports. It's like stories from like every other week, Hickey. It's not even, you can't even have anything positive every day.
Oh, boy. When you're looking up that, too. That's kind of a tough search.
The good news in sports?
Yeah, that's when you know we're down bad.
Oh, boy. Did you find or identify anything positive?
I actually have two for you.
Oh, good. Let's hear it. Yeah.
All right. Number one in college basketball. Mm-hmm. Reigning Big 12 Player of the Year, JT Toppin, returning to Texas Tech.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's good for college basketball. One of the best players, not going to the pros, staying there. He's getting about $4 million, roughly, rumored to come back. So good for him.
NIL money.
Getting some good NIL money to stay. College basketball retains one of its best players. Texas Tech should be another good team next year.
Okay.
That's positive.
All right, okay.
Number one.
You're not going to tell me about Vladimir Guerrero next, right?
I am not.
Okay, all right.
I am not.
I'll share that news in a second. Go ahead.
How about this?
What?
LeBron James making history.
You got a Ken doll.
Got a Ken doll. He's breaking barriers. The first male Barbie doll is a sports figure. That's positive sports news, right?
Is it now? Is Ken doll a Barbie doll or is he a Ken doll? Is he both?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I don't know.
LeBron James got a Ken doll version of himself because he's LeBron? It's because he did something nice for somebody, right? I don't know.
It is. Okay. I just looked it up. It is a Ken doll.
Okay.
So he is the first athlete to have his own rendition of a Ken doll.
Travis Kelce is throwing stuff in his house.
Oh, right? He's upset.
he's throwing his podcasting equipment all over the room. He's like, LeBron James, that damn LeBron. I wanted it to be me. Why not me? A Ken doll. Wow, how about that? If somebody somewhere is poking Aaron Rodgers with a voodoo doll.
This is also a funny detail here as they give you some details about like what the Ken doll or the LeBron doll looks like.
Uh-huh,
I don't know why this stands out, but it cracks me up. LeBron is 1 inch taller than Ken. I guess they couldn't make him the same height. They got to make LeBron taller.
So what, Ken? All these years, Ken has been 6'8". Is that? Barbie is running around. How high are her heels? She got them high heels, right?
And those long legs, apparently, too.
Right. And then here's something else about Barbie. Not that I was running around playing with Barbies, but don't the feet, they're not flat on the floor. They're built to wear them high heels, right? Like, Barbie, she can't stand up. The feet are in that permanent high heel position. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, and I actually watched the Barbie movie. I want to say they actually addressed that in there.
Or that she never... She can't walk on... What is that called? Her heels? She doesn't use her heels?
Yeah, does not use her heels. She's just a forward, front of the foot, toes walker.
In the movie, was she barefoot just walking on her toes or something?
No, but I could be making it. I feel like they address this. Like, she took off her shoes and, like, her, like, she couldn't, like, wear other shoes or was, like, tougher because of that. There's something like that to that effect.
That's crazy. What a world. Oh, you know, here's some positive news, and I think about it related to John Morant. Remember, Hickey, we talked about Jalen Wells, who fell yesterday, looked like he broke his face, and thank God he was released from the hospital today, which is good. He has a broken wrist, and of course, naturally, this guy's, he said his back hurts, jaw hurts, neck hurts, face hurts. We probably won't see this guy for the rest of the season. And John Morant, when he's not throwing grenades, he's talking about how difficult it was to see his teammates in such a vulnerable, hurt position. They had to stretch this guy off of the court last night. Here's John Morant saying something that makes sense.
It's tough, especially for somebody, you know, who's playing a lot of minutes and being real productive for us on both ends. We just got to, you know, stay with him and, you know, keep praying for him and just let him know that, you know, God got him.
Okay, all right. Everybody has multiple layers of their personality, right?
Right, we're an onion.
Yeah, you're an onion. We're layers, right. But to just be, if some guys have, I don't even know more, they're chameleons or they're two-faced. I don't know which one it is. John Morant will throw a grenade and then he'll feel empathetic for his teammate who broke his face. Draymond Green will punch a teammate in the face. He'll kiss LeBron's ass. I don't know. And some guys are just clueless. Zion will lay on the table and get a tattoo and put it on social media and then people will call him fat for it. Tiger Woods will date whoever the heck he's dating, a Trump somebody's ex-wife, and Tiger Woods will announce it on social media and then ask for privacy. Am I in the Twilight Zone, Hickey? Is this where we are?
This is reality. You are not dreaming, buddy. This is real life.
Sometimes I have to think and go, what? Are we getting dumber every year?
The answer, by the way, is yes. Yes, we are. Look at the people who are famous and how they got famous. We are getting dumber.
We are getting dumber every single year. Hickey, when I can retire, I'm going to take my phone. I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it.
That sounds like the life. On an island, feet up, on the beach, and no communication with the outside world.
I did see there was an article somewhere. I don't know where. I think I know where. There was an article about how there is now a new phone out that is bare bones that eliminates the distractions of nonsense. So you can literally make a phone call. I don't know if you could send a text. It's that basic. There are no graphics. It looks like a brick and a screen. It looks like an old phone. It looks like a, I don't even know. It doesn't even look like a phone. But it has the basics. Here, make a phone call. If I should only be so lucky, I don't know.
It is crazy that I feel like, you know, it seems like we have peaked and now it's okay, let's go backwards. How do we sell the next phone? Let's have nothing on it. Nothing.
Yeah, well, it'll eliminate distractions, right? Maybe people will be more productive, not only professionally, but what's the opposite of professional? Personally?
Personally, spiritually.
Yeah, all of that stuff. What a world we live in. Hickey, thinking about all the news that we just discussed this hour, I need a shower, man. Oh,
shower, cigarette, drink, all of the above.
A shower, cigarette, drink, two drinks, a beer. When we come back, we're going to talk about something positive. Yeah, Geno Smith. I'll explain. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.